Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for the world-famous diary. I'm taking a much more somber tone.
I know. I hate that.
Do you want to just know? I will tell you guys if you want to know.
Someone actually listens and corrected or like let us know. You said you would let us know by Friday, which is tomorrow. So
I will let... tomorrow I will tell you how
many diaries... Or today. You said by Friday.
If you want to know, I'll tell you how many are left. I counted once... But I think I know.
What about you only do it visually? So if people want to know, they can watch the video on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
Well,
and then if
kind of a
and
good
then
idea, Aaron.
If you don't want to know in here, close your eyes.
Let's do it.
So including... Okay.
Can we trust his counting?
Including today's entry.
Don't say it. You need to hold up
no,
your
but
hand.
I'm saying you want me to include today's
yes,
entry. So
yes.
It's,
oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Everyone knows that today and tomorrow are a given.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But they are included in this number.
They're going to be included in this number. Okay. So I will not say it out loud.
If okay. You want to know on video, the Slacker Show on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
This is how many. Oh, this is so terrible. This is how many are left.
We all had our eyes open.
I know. I wanted to know.
Yeah.
That's great, though.
I understand your somber tone. It's better than none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is, but that's how many are left total.
Did you hold up one hand or two? I don't remember.
Good one, T-Hack. Wait, how annoying for everyone listening to this right now.
Yeah, they don't get to know.
Like driving and they can't
they
go find the video.
They just look it up later.
Find the video later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget. Where do we find the video?
Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all at The Slacker Show.
Okay. Okay. So what happened in the previous entry?
The previous entry was all about her dad and Mama Sally's wedding, baby talker.
Yeah.
We got into a fight about long or short bridesmaids' dresses.
That was my fault.
Yeah.
She just didn't have a great time.
I'm just feeling that she's just not a positive person about anything.
I also can understand, like, we don't know how long her parents have been divorced, and this woman is, like, significantly younger than her dad. So I'm sure it's just weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, isn't he 10 years younger than...
I thought he was 20 years older than her.
Because Baby Talker's 10 years older than Ryder.
I thought she was right in between the two.
No. And then dad's 20 years older than Baby Talker.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's a lot.
I don't remember all that math. Okay.
He chooses not to know what age really means.
Oh. Okay, so what date was that?
That was July 1st. I feel like I'm in trouble
so
now.
No, you're fine. So do we think that she writes, have we concluded that she writes the day after? So we think they maybe got married on the 31st of June or something, 30 days, 30th of June?
Yeah, maybe.
Because she didn't go home and write it that day.
No, probably not.
Okay.
But somewhere
right,
around
so
there.
This one is?
July 2nd.
Hmm. Oh.
And remember I said maybe we're going to hear more about the wedding. I might be wrong.
Okay.
My mom called maybe to live in the glory of how terrible she knew it was going to be, but I didn't tell her much. So when I saw my mom called, I thought she was saying like, oh, I got interrupted on my last one because my mom called.
Oh,
but okay. I don't think that was. I don't know who'd really want to hear about the wedding of their ex-husband and father of your kids. I know she thought she wanted to know, but I didn't want to hurt her. I can't handle it when she's sad. Wait, she's not living with her mom anymore then. She called me.
Unless the wedding was out of town.
Somewhere else. Okay.
She didn't say.
Instead, I talked about me. how I looked like a wet dog, how Sally called Jake Mike.
Wait, Jake went to the wedding.
Jake went and Sally called him Mike.
Oh, that just gave me like the...
Yeah. How I got pushed out during the bouquet toss, even though I was fighting. That was really weird. All of a sudden, I'm being dragged by two women onto a floor to catch some stupid arrangement. Oh,
she didn't want to do the bouquet toss.
I got pushed out
into that. She didn't want to do it.
That makes sense. Well, she's
such an aunt. Are you going to do that?
Doesn't want to get married. No.
Okay.
I don't think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I sat out at the last one. I was like, y'all do it.
I don't think I have enough like single friends who would even want to catch it.
Out there.
You know what? Maybe I'll dedicate my bouquet to you.
You should just hand it to him.
Yeah, maybe I will.
That would be cute.
Maybe I will. Okay, I'm being dragged out by two women onto a floor to catch some stupid flower arrangement. I was shouting, "I'm not single. That's my boyfriend," and pointing at Jake's horrified face. It just means you're not married.
Right. You still go out.
Right, but officially, boyfriend, girlfriend.
I think we knew that when the moms met. I think she said boyfriend.
Okay.
They didn't actually get me onto the floor with all the fighting back, but I was so embarrassed and I felt awful for Jake. What is... You're not married. You go out there if you're in a relationship and not married.
But I will say this. I've been in a relationship where we're just kind of new and then she goes running out to catch a bouquet and you're like, Whoa.
Okay.
Like, it's like her going, please, 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 please let this guy be my soon to be fiance.
Right.
And it's like, hey, pump the brakes. We just started dating.
The next sentence is crazy. Four or five different people called him Mike, even though they don't look alike or act anything alike. So I tell my mom all this and she says, well, none of us really like Jake. You and Mike were a better fit. How am I supposed to move forward if everyone keeps dragging me back? How can they not like him? He's likable. They all acted like it was fine and he was fine and they were fine. Fakers.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Just casually like, well, we don't really like Jake. Like what?
She didn't tell her family what happened with Mike.
You're right.
Oh my God.
You were right.
There's no, like.
Or do you think she did? And that's why they have such a soft spot for him. Because they know, like, him dirty.
But you would know that he's, you got to let him go because your daughter killed him.
Yeah.
Like.
I don't think she would say, like, you guys were a better fit. It'd be like, you really screwed it up.
I know I'm reading a ton between the lines, but it's like.
No, that makes sense to me.
It bothers me, like, when you are telling someone bad news and they're like, well, when were you going to tell me? And you go, right now. I'm telling you right now. And this is like, oh, you never said anything, you faker. It's like, I just told you.
Yeah, this was the first opportunity I had to tell you.
We had to give him enough time to form an opinion.
Wasn't going to tell you at the Mother's Day brunch thing.
Yes.
That's with inappropriate. His
mom. Now I'm telling you, like, I wasn't being a faker.
That's a good point.
I was just assessing, and now I feel comfortable to go, yeah, I know you think it's weird that everybody called him Mike, but maybe they are all feeling what I'm feeling, which is Jake's no good for you.
Yikes.
I can't picture Jake.
But also, haven't you like ever had the golden child relationship. I know you have.
Yeah.
Like the person that your parents just loved so much. For sure. It's hard for them to get over. Like,
for sure.
You wonder if Mike was just that. And then they're like, well, we don't like anyone who's
nobody's going to live up to that bar.
Yeah.
That was a juicy, juicy one.
So the next one looks longer.
And it's dated
July 5th.
Ew. Okay.
She's writing a lot, which is good because there are only...
Oh.
Don't do it. There you go.
Find out what happens tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.